So we're at the Cornwall Wise Awards, and this is part of the Convergence Partnerships plan to help encourage people to get on with business and, you know, skill up Cornwall. And Carleen Kellerman is from the Convergence Partnership Office. Now, just tell me about these awards. It's the fourth year, isn't it, these have been held?
Yes, Matthew, this is the fourth time that we celebrate what we are doing to help people back into work through innovative access, skills and employment. And we have a lot to celebrate.
Okay, so we're here at the Headland Hotel to celebrate this. Just tell me about the sorts of things that we will find out later today.
We'll be celebrating businesses who provide innovative access to employment or innovative programs for upskilling or reskilling, which is really important in this day and age. And more so, we will be enjoying the celebration of individuals, many of whom have come from the furthest points away from the labour market and have entered training or have gained employment over the last year.
One of the awards at the Cornwall Works Wise Awards is Welfare to Work, and it's been won by Cornwall Fire and Rescue. With me is Scott Brown from Cornwall Fire and Rescue. Just tell me about how important it is to you to get this award.
Yeah, I mean, in the initial stages, this is now the fifth month that we've been working with Cornwall Works and Job Centre Plus. So to achieve an accolade like this after a relatively short period of time is fantastic. I think it only goes to show and evidences further how influential Cornwall Fire and Rescue Service can be in wider community needs and initiatives and forging partnerships like this.
One of the winners was the New Key for Excellence training, and we've got Jill Moore and Ruth Vincent with me. So I'm going to speak to Jill first. Jill, just tell me, what's your project's been about?
Well, essentially, we started our focus really on the tourism and hospitality sector. Ruth and I both had public sector backgrounds. We moved to Newquay in 1990 and did what a lot of people do from the Midlands. We bought a small hotel and we got involved in the tourism and hospitality sector in the town. And at that time, it was very difficult to get staff trained. The nearest college was 16 miles away. And we just thought we could put our previous public sector expertise to a bit of use. And we established a training organisation in Newquay to particularly support the development of tourism and hospitality skills in the town.
Okay, so Ruth, just tell me how you've improved the way that Newquay works.
I think we've improved not just the way Newquay works, but I mean, we've certainly worked with a lot of hotels, guest houses, restaurants, campsites, tourist attractions right throughout the county now. We've seen an increase in the level of skills that training is now taking place for. When we first started, as Jill said, 16 years ago, it was very much a one-day course. Now we're actually, you know, very much involved in higher level MVQs, management MVQs. To the extent that businesses are actually paying higher salaries and they're employing more skilled workforce. So I think it's just up the game a lot, not just in Newquay, I think right across the industry.
Yeah, it's Mark Williams. I'm head of a provider accounts at the Skills Funding Agency with responsibility for a whole range of activity, but in this case, European Social Fund Convergence. And I've just won the award for individual skills.
My name's Mark Yeoman. I'm the Deputy Director of the Convergence Partnership Office, and I've just won the Blair Thompson Partnership Award.
Now, just tell me, what is the reason that you've been given why you won this?
I think it's dogged determination over the last 10, 11, 12 years, trying to encourage everybody to exploit the opportunities of European investment, firstly through Objective One and now through the two Convergence programmes.
Our 2011 Outstanding Achievement Award winner has championed and fostered many of our new economic legacies over the last decade and beyond. Whether it be the iconic giants like the Eden Project, the Combined Universities of Cornwall, 15 Cornwall, or the myriad of people-focused activities helping those from all backgrounds into education, training, or jobs. He's been our guiding light, broker, fixer, and government champion in bringing these to fruition. And with such a light touch and sensitivity that lift this community of Cornwall and the Isles of Scilly up to more than we would have been. Above all, he has always championed the individual, believing in unlocking the potential of person, removing their barriers to engagement, and opening gateways to opportunity. through his intervention and his influence, the legacy is that we are in a much better stepping off point to face the challenges and the opportunities of the future. And the future will be different. And different is not always better, but better is always different. In the spirit of outstanding achievement, there is no one worthier, I'm about to crack, my friend Richard Bailey.
I've been very much on the side of the wonderful things that have been happening, and I'm a career civil servant, and I always think of civil servants as the people who should be in the sidelines, not on the front of the stage. So it's an embarrassing but wonderful and flattering